The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Be'ilo Daftas. The Gemara brings down a machloikis between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav and Rav Yochanan argue whether or not the deshen on the afer on the Mizbeach has a din of Me'ilo after Trumas HaDeshen before Itzoas HaDeshen. The argument is whether or not it's considered Nasis Mitzvasa even before you brought out the Deshen, or Haitzas HaDeshen is not considered a mitzvah which would be ma'akiv, which would cause the Me'ilah to remain and would stop the Me'ilah from going away. The Gemara tries to bring a raya to this machloikis from a Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah says in Zvachim that Kachela Shepakom Yalgabim Mizbeach Lo Yachzer. So the Gemara asks, why is the halacha that kachel shapakam agam mizbeach lo yachzer? Is mashma that if it would still be on the mizbeach, you wouldn't have to put it back in marocha. So the Gemara is trying to prove that a kacheles that falls out of the marocha, you have to put it back, and therefore that would somehow be proof that the halacha would be that until itzas hadeshen, there's a din that it's not considered nasas mitzvase, and there will be a din of meila. The question is, what's the connection between these two things? The Taisis brings down in the name of the Sarmikutzi that the Sarmikutzi asks that even if Hoitzas HaDeshen is not a mitzvah which would stop the Me'ilah from going off, nevertheless you should still have to put the Gachelas back even without thinking about the Hoitzas HaDeshen. I would have to put the Gachelas back in the Marocha because of Trumas HaDeshen. Everybody agrees that Trumas HaDeshen is a Chashuv mitzvah which will cause the Me'ilah to stay. So maybe the Taisis asks that the reason why the Mishnah is mashma that you have to go ahead and put the gachelas back in the marocha is in order to mekayim the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. So Taisis answers no. There's no reason to say that you have to put the gachelas back because of Trumas HaDeshen, because there's a lot of other deshen in the marocha. You don't have to have this gachelas back in the marocha in order to mekayim Trumas HaDeshen. There's enough deshen in the marocha. You'll do Trumas HaDeshen with the deshen of the marocha. You could wonder about the following question. When the Kohen does Trumas HaDeshen, so he's taking off part of the Deshen, and that's somehow causing a Kiyum of Trumas HaDeshen and all of the Deshen in the Marocha. Does that Trumas HaDeshen accomplish anything when it comes to the Gachelas, which is not in the Marocha, it's on the Mizbeach? If you say that the Trumas HaDeshen is considered Trumas HaDeshen for all of the Deshen on the Mizbeach, even if it's not in the Marocha, then L'chayr, we don't even understand what the Sarmikutzi's Havamina was. If you say that the Trumas HaDeshen only works for the Deshen that's in the Marocha, so then we could explain that that is why the Sarmikutzi thought that you should have to put the Gachelas back in the Marocha in order to Mekayim the Trumas HaDeshen on this Gachelas. And his answer is no, you don't have to Mekayim the Trumas HaDeshen on that Gachelas. Another proof to this other possibility is that if the Trumas HaDeshen works for all of the Deshen on the Mizbeach, even if it's not in the Marocha, then why would we say that because there's a halacha of Hoitzas HaDeshen, that in order to mekayim the din of Hoitzas HaDeshen, you would have to put the Gachelas back in the Marocha? L'chayra, the same way that Trumas HaDeshen works on all of the Gachelas on the Mizbeach, so you should be able to do Hoitzas HaDeshen also on that Gachelas. What's stopping us from being Mekayim, the din of Hoitzas HaDeshen, on the Gachelas, just because the Gachelas is not inside of the Marocha? Why is it necessary, because of the din of Hoitzas HaDeshen, to put the Gachelas back in the Marocha? Another question is, that if you say that the mitzvah of Hoitzas HaDeshen forces us to put the Gachelas back in the Marocha, because otherwise I won't be able to Mekayim Hoitzas HaDeshen on that Gachelas, and for some reason there's a mitzvah to be Mekayim Hoitzas HaDeshen on every piece of Deshen that was ever part of the Marocha, so then why, if that Gachelas falls off of the Mizbeach, why do I then have to bring that, why am I allowed to leave the Gachelas off of the Mizbeach? I should have to bring the Gachelas back onto the Mizbeach, put it back in the Marocha, kedei to Mekayim the mitzvah Hoitzas HaDeshen on that Gachelas. So I think to explain all of these questions, we could say the following. That it's true that the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen only works on the Gachalim that are in the Marocha. And that's one anacha we're gonna make. One postulate that we're gonna postulate is that the Trumas Hadeshen only really accomplishes the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen for all of the Afer and the Gecholim that are still in the Marocha. Whatever fell out of the Marocha, whether it's on the Mizbeach or on the floor, the din of Trumas Hadeshen does not work for those things. Another thing we could postulate is that the mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen is a mitzvah to take all of the Deshen off of the Mizbeach. Once Deshen is off of the Mizbeach because it fell off of the Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to do Yitzhak HaDeshen with that Deshen at all. Now, it's going to make a very big difference how we understand the mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing whether or not the mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen causes the Me'ilah to stay or not. What's this machlokes? We know that there certainly is a mitzvah Yitzhak HaDeshen. So why shouldn't the mitzvah Yitzhak HaDeshen cause the Me'ilah to stay and stop it from being considered Nasas Mitzvasi? I think we could explain as follows. You could clarify, what is the mitzvah Yitzhak HaDeshen? Is the mitzvah a mitzvah in the Deshen, that the Deshen has a chiyuv of Yitzhak HaDeshen? It's one of the mitzvahs that you do with the carbon. First of all, you take the carbon, you're makdir on the Mizbeach. Next, you do Trumas HaDeshen. And third, you do Yitzhak HaDeshen. There's three mitzvahs that have to be accomplished with the carbon. Then, certainly, the mitzvah Yitzhak HaDeshen, if you didn't do it yet, it would be considered that it was not Nasas Mitzvasi, because it's one of the mitzvahs that have to be accomplished with the carbon. Another explanation of the Noi Yitzhak HaDeshen could be that it's just a mitzvah to clean off the Mizbeach. It's a mitzvah in the Mizbeach. You have to clean off the Mizbeach. Trumas HaDeshen is a din in either in the Deshen or in the Mizbeach. Yitzhak HaDeshen is a din in the Mizbeach. It has nothing to do with the Deshen. If you say like the second tzad, then certainly that would not prevent the meal from going off, because there's no mitzvah anymore that I have to do with the carbon. Once I did haktaran, I did Trumas HaDeshen, there's no mitzvahs that have to be done with the carbon or with the deshen of the carbon. There's a mitzvah in the Mizbeach and you have to clean off the Mizbeach. So if you say like, so now, the Gemara is proving like this. If you say that the mitzvah, this, like we said before, there's certainly, the Trumas HaDeshen does not work for the deshen that's outside of the Marocha. And the Trumas the Gachelas that's outside of the Marocha has a mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen. All the Deshen on the Mizbeach has a mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen. So if we say that Trumas that Yitzhak HaDeshen is a mitzvah of the Deshen, not of the Mizbeach, it's not a mitzvah to clean off the Mizbeach, it's a mitzvah that has to be done with the Deshen. Then the fact that the Torah says that you have to do Trumas HaDeshen first, and then afterwards you do Yitzhak HaDeshen, that would show me that the only way to be Mekayim, this mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen, which is the mitzvah of the Deshen, would only be possible if first I did Trumas HaDeshen. And since we said that a Gachelos, which is not anymore in the Marocha, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen when you do Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen only works for what's still in the Marocha. So then, you would not be able to Mekayim the mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen on the Deshen, which is still on the Mizbeach, which has a mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen, but you wouldn't be able to Mekayim it with it because you didn't first do Trumas HaDeshen, because the Trumas HaDeshen did not work on the Gachelos, which is outside of the Marocha. But if the din of Yitzhak HaDeshen is a din in the Mizbeach, it's not a din in the Deshen, so then it wouldn't make sense for us to say anymore that you have to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen in this particular Gachelos in order to be able to be Mekayim in it the mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen. Because we said before, the mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen would not be a mitzvah in the Deshen, it would be a mitzvah in the Mizbeach. So the fact that the Torah sets up the order as saying that first you have to do Trumas HaDeshen and then you have to do Yitzhak HaDeshen, the way we would understand that is to say that there's an order, there's a Seder Ba'alma, the Torah gives us a certain order of how to do Avaydis. First you have to do Trumas HaDeshen, and after you did Trumas HaDeshen, you could then go ahead and do Yitzhak HaDeshen. The two things are not really related to each other. It's just a Seder, how the Torah wants you to do it. In that case, you wouldn't have to first be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen in this particular Gachelas, in order to then go ahead and be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yitzhak HaDeshen. No, Yitzhak HaDeshen, I can be Mekayim, even if Trumas HaDeshen wasn't Miskayim in this particular Gachelas. Since the only reason why the order has to be the way that it's set up, which is Trumas HaDeshen first, and then Yitzhak HaDeshen is only because of the specific Seder, how the Torah wants you to do Avaydas, it wouldn't make sense to have Akpada and to say that it's very important for the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen to have been done in this particular Gachelas. There's nothing special about this Gachelas that it needs to have Trumas HaDeshen in order to be Mekayim Yitzhak HaDeshen, because Yitzhak HaDeshen has nothing to do with the Gachelas, it's a din in the Mizbeach. That's why the Gemara is bringing a good proof from this Mishnah in Zvachim, because if there's any reason to say that you have to go ahead and take that gachelis and put it back in the Mairacha, that should prove to us that the mitzvah of Hoitzas HaDeshen is not a mitzvah in the Mizbeach, it's some kind of kiyum, it's some kind of mitzvah that has to be in the Skayim, in the Deshen itself, and that's why the order is so important for us to do it in the proper order, because the only way to do the mitzvah of Hoitzas HaDeshen is only by preceding it with Trumas HaDeshen, and therefore that would prove that it would not be considered Nasa Mitzvah after Trumas HaDeshen, since it's still another very fundamental mitzvah that we have to be kayim with the Hoitzas HaDeshen, and it would not be considered Nasa Mitzvah by doing Trumas HaDeshen alone.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.